感谢主让我们早上有机会一起交通。
We thank the Lord for providing this opportunity that we can have fellowship together.
刚才我们唱了一首诗歌，我实在还想再唱啊，不过我们只有唱了两节。
This is the hymn that we just sang. I still want to continue to sing, but we're only singing twice.
刚刚里面唱有一点感觉出来了。
As I was singing, I had some feeling in my heart.
实在那里面是一个爱主的人所写的诗歌。
That hymn was written by a person who loved the Lord.
今天早上在这边想跟弟兄姊妹交通，什么是一个爱主的人？
This morning I wanted to have fellowship with one sister. Who is the man who loves the Lord?
或者我们来看一个爱主的人是怎么样的一个人。
Well, let's look at who, what kind of person is one that loves the Lord.
在夏令会里面，我们弟兄告诉我们，神恢复的工作呢，有四个大的阶段。
During the summer conference, our brother has shared with us that the restoration work of Jesus Christ can be divided into four stages.
头一个阶段乃是一个家的恢复。
The first one is the restoration of home.
神的恢复的工作乃是从神的家开始。
God's work began with His family.
这个家的恢复呢，完了以后呢，就是侍奉的恢复。
And after the restoration of His family, He restored our services.
整个那个出埃及记，整个利未记、生命记都讲到侍奉的恢复。
The entire books of Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers talked about the restoration of ministries.
在侍奉恢复以后，神就要在征战和产业的事上来恢复我们。
After that, the Lord will restore us concerning battles and also our inheritance.
最后，神的恢复乃是一个国度的恢复。
Lastly, He shall restore His kingdom.
非常奇怪的一件事啊，就是神每一次的恢复的工作，他都要找到一些人。
And amazingly, every time before the Lord began His work, He would always acquire some people.
在家的恢复里面，他一直从亚伯拉罕一直找到约瑟。
And during the restoration of a family, He found Abraham all the way till Joseph.
在恢复侍奉的时候，他找到了摩西。
When He restored His ministry, He found Moses.
在征战和产业的侍奉上，他找到了约书亚和士师。
And in the work of battles and warfare and also inheritance, He found Joshua the judge.
在国度的恢复上呢，他找到了一个人叫大卫。
In restoring his kingdom, he found one man and he is David.
而大卫是神所说的合他心意的人。
And God said that David was a man after his own heart.
今天早上我就想跟弟兄姊妹交通到大卫。
And this morning, I would like to share with you concerning David.
为什么他是一个合神心意的人？
Why is he a man who is after God's own heart?
我想在退休会的里面，很多人都有很大的感动。
During the summer conference, many people's heart has been moved.
因为我们的弟兄又呼召我们，是不是有人像大卫一样？
Because our brother has made calling to us to be like David.
是不是神也要我们这一个人像大卫一样。
God also wants us to be like David.
我相信许多的人里面都有感动。
Many people's hearts moved.
所以今天特别想用这一段时间来特别思想这个人。
And today I want to spend this time to think about David.
看这个人为什么是神那么喜爱的一个人。
To see why God finds such pleasure in David.
为什么这个人能够满足神的心意。
How come this man can satisfy God's heart?
为什么神恢复的工作能够在大卫的身上得到成全？
How come God's work of restoration can be complete in David?
我想从大卫的身上呢，我要来思想六点。
From David's life, I will let you meditate concerning six points.
首先我们来看一处圣经，在历代志上21章。
First, let us turn to 1 Chronicles 21.
历代志上21章17节。
First Chronicles chapter 21 verse 17.
找到了以后请我们同声的来读。
Let's read together. 17.
大卫祷告神说， 吩咐属灵百姓的不是我吗？我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么呢？愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家，不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫于他们。我想我先要讲一下这一段经文的背景。
I think I need to share with you the background for this verse.
这一句这个故事发生的时候是在大卫做王以后的事。
This happened after David became king.
他做王以后呢，他有一个失败。
After he became king, he had one failure.
他就是想要数点他的百姓。
He wanted to number his people.
他数点他的百姓，并不是神要叫他这样做的。
But God did not ask him to do such thing.
乃是他出于里面的那个骄傲。
But it's out of his own pride.
他想数点他的百姓，看他百姓有多少。
He wanted to count and find out how many people he had.
然后神就惩罚他了。
And then God punished him.
就有瘟疫在他们的中间。
Plague arose among them.
然后大卫到神的面前祷告。
And David went before the Lord and prayed.
他就说了这一句话。
And he prayed this verse to the God.
他说吩咐数点百姓的不是我吗？
Was it not I who ordered the fighting men to be counted?
我犯了罪，行了恶。
I am the one who has sinned and done wrong.
但这群羊做了什么呢？
But these are sheep, what have they done?
愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家。
O Lord my God, let your hand fall upon me and my family.
不要攻击你的民。
But do not let these plague remain on your people.
降瘟疫于他们。
That this plague shall remain among your people.
从这一节圣经里面，我们就看出来，大卫是一个人，他心中乃是有羊群的一个人。
From this verse, we can tell that David is a man who has the flock on his heart.
什么样的人是一个爱神的人？
What kind of man is a man who loves the Lord?
什么样的人是被神所呼召的人？
Who is one that has been called by God?
乃是那个人，他的心里面有那个羊群的人。
It must be a man who has the flock continuously on his heart.
不在乎这个人是不是有恩赐。
It doesn't matter if the man has gift or not.
也不在乎这个人是不是有知识。
Or if he has knowledge or not.
也不在这个人是不是有经验。
It doesn't matter whether he has experience or not.
乃在乎这个人的心里面是不是有羊群。
But it matters whether or not the flock is on his heart.
你们知道大卫什么时候被呼召的吗？
Do you know when David was called?
当那个撒母耳先知撒母耳来告大卫的时候。
When the prophet Samuel came to anoint David.
大卫在做什么事？
What was he doing?
他正在牧羊。
He was shepherding.
大卫是在牧羊的时候被神所呼召的。
He had been called while he was shepherd his sheep.
大卫是在羊圈的里面被神所呼召的。
He was in the sheepfold when he had been called.
今天很多时候神的儿女觉得有心要服侍主的时候。
Today, many children of God felt that they have a desire to serve the Lord.
就什么事都不做了。
And then they quit everything.
他们好像在那里等候神的呼召。
They're waiting for the Lord's calling.
但是大卫不是这样。
But David was not like this.
等还没有呼召的时候，他在羊群的当中。
Before God even called him, he was with his sheep.
那神差遣撒母耳来呼召他的时候，他正在牧羊。
And when God sent Samuel to call him, he was doing his work.
当撒母耳告了大卫以后，大卫呢仍然回去牧他的羊。
After Samuel has anointed David, David still returned to his work.
甚至当扫罗把大卫召到皇宫以后，
Even after Saul has called David to come to the palace,
大卫只要一有时间呢，他就回去牧他的羊。
Whenever David has time, he will return to his home, return to his sheep.
对大卫那是一个人呢、啊、心中里面呢就是有那一群羊的人。
He's a person with a flock in his mind.
这个羊呢就代表神的儿女。
And the flock represents the children of God.
代表神的百姓。
It represents the people of God.
大卫呢是这样的一个人。
And David was such a man.
他的心里面就有神的百姓。
That he's, that the people of God is on his heart.
不管外面发生了什么样的事。
No matter what happened physically,
不管他是不是被呼召到王宫里面为那个王弹琴。
No matter he is called to the palace to play the harp for the king,
他的心里面就是有那一群羊。
His heart is still concerned about his sheep.
这是一个爱神的人。
This is a person who loves the Lord.
这是一个被神所呼召的人。
This is a person who has been called by the Lord.
大卫对于那个羊的关心啊，不只是关心那个总数。
He cared for his sheep not only in numbers.
今天有的人在地上，他也关心神的羊。
Today, some people also care about the people of the Lord.
但他关心那个总数。
But he only cared about numbers.
如果教会的人数增加了，他心里面就高兴了。
If the numbers of members in church increase, then he will be happy.
那是哪一只羊在里面呢？他不管的。
He doesn't care which sheep is in the fold.
只要呢那个羊增加就好了。
As long as the number increase.
但是大卫的关心呢不一样。
But that is different than the caring of David.
大卫说，如果有一只羊被那个狮子所抢走了。
David said, if there's one sheep that has been taken by the lion,
有一只羊被熊所抢走了。
If there's one sheep that has been taken by the bear,
他就要去把它抢救回来。
I will go rescue them.
他要把那个狮子打死。
I will kill the lion.
他要把那个熊打死。
I will kill the bear.
他要把那一只羊要救回来。
Because I will rescue that one sheep.
大卫的心里面不但是有一群羊。
In David's heart is not only a flock.
他的心里面有那么一只羊。
But it also included everyone that is in that flock.
这是一个爱神的人。
This is a person who loves the Lord.
大卫的一生啊，都是一个牧羊人的心态。
And David, he lived his life as a shepherd.
所以他就能够被神所用。
Therefore, he can be used by God.
在大卫以前做王的叫扫罗。
And before David, there was a king Saul.
你们知道扫罗被呼召的时候呢，他在做什么？
Do you know what Saul was doing when he has been called to be a king?
当那个扫罗被撒母耳膏的时候啊，他正在做一件事。
When Samuel anointed Saul, Saul was doing one thing.
他在找他父亲的驴。
He was looking for mule.
Donkey. 他到处找，他父亲掉了好几只那个驴。
His father has lost many donkeys, so that he was looking for donkeys.
他就忙忙碌碌在找。
He was busying about.
那有人就说，你既然找不到那个驴呢，问问那个撒母耳看看。
And someone suggested, since you can't find your father's donkey, maybe you should ask.
就为这个缘故呢，他就遇到了撒母耳。
And therefore he met Samuel.
那撒母耳就告他做以色列的王。
And Samuel anointed him as the king of Israel.
那个告完了以后。
After he anointed him,
那个扫罗心里面还是想那个驴子。
The Saul was still thinking about his donkey.
他就向那个撒母耳要印证。
And he asked for proofs.
其中有一个证据呢，就是要找到他的驴。
And one of the proofs is that he must find the donkey.
什么是驴呢？
What is donkey?
驴在当时是很有用的东西。
Donkey is a very useful animal at that time.
在那个地方，驴是交通的工具。
And it was a way of transportation.
就像我们修圣的那个车一样。
Just like the cars we have today.
我们今天没有办法没有车。
Today, every one of us has to have cars.
以色列那个时候没有办法没有驴。
And back then in Israel, they must have donkey.
因为驴是他们的交通的工具。
Because it's their way of transportation.
驴不但能够做交通工具呢，驴还可以帮他们把那个葡萄呢磨成葡萄酒。
And donkey can also help them to press the grapes into wine.
因为只有驴呢能够乖乖的那里转圆圈。
Only donkeys can go in circles.
他们也需要那个驴把那个橄榄磨成橄榄油。
They also need donkeys to press the olives into oil.
所以这个驴在当时呢，实在是非常重要的一件东西。
So the donkeys at that time is a very useful animal.
这跟生活上非常有关系的。
Directly related to life.
这就是在扫罗的心里面的东西。
This is the thing that is in Saul's heart.
他的心里面就是有那几只的驴。
He only has those donkeys in his heart.
这就把扫罗跟大卫分开了。
And this separates David and Saul.
大卫的心中乃是一群羊。
And David's heart is a flock of sheep.
扫罗的心中乃是几只驴。
But in Saul's heart is several donkeys.
这两个人有何等大的差别。
And these two people are so different.
我们读到圣经上讲到这两个人的故事的时候。
When we read all the stories in the Bible concerning these two men.
我们发觉这两个人的差别实在太大了。
We discovered that the differences between them is so great.
好像黑跟白一样。
It's just like black and white.
好像天跟地一样。
It's like heaven and earth.
虽然外面的差别是那么大。
Even though the physical difference is so different.
但是里面的差别啊，其实只有一点点啊。
But inside, The difference is only just a little bit different.
一个人呢是一群羊。
One is a flock of sheep.
那一个人呢是几只驴。
And the other is several donkeys.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你我的心中是一群羊呢。
In you and my heart, are there a flock of sheep?
还是几只驴呢？
Or the donkeys occupy your heart.
驴是很重要的。
Donkeys are important.
驴跟我们的生活很有关系的。
Donkeys are very important to our lives.
但是我们的心里面是不是就那几只驴呢？
But our heart is just being occupied by those donkeys.
如果我们说我们是爱神的人。
If we say that we love the Lord.
但是心中就是那么几只驴。
But we only have donkeys in our heart.
那就很难能够答应神的呼召。
It is very difficult for us to answer to God's calling.
大卫一生都是把这个羊放在心里面。
In David's life, he continued to place the flock on his heart.
甚至他失败的时候呢，他的心里面仍然是有羊。
Even when he failed, he still had the flock on his heart.
所以当他犯罪以后
，After he sinned,
这个先知拿单就很聪明。
Nathan was very, the prophet Nathan was very wise.
这个先知拿单要做一件很不容易的事。
Nathan has to do something very difficult.
就是告诉以色列的王，你犯罪了。
That is to come to the king of Israel and say, you have sinned.
这不是件很好的差事。
It is not a good job.
所以那个拿单呢就有智慧呢，他就编了一个故事。
So Nathan was very smart and he created a story.
而这个故事的中心呢就是一只小羊。
And the center of the story is concerning a little sheep.
他知道了这个羊呢能够打动大卫的心。
Because he knew only the sheep can move David's heart.
因为大卫这个人呢从里里外外就是一个牧羊的人。
Because David,From inside to the outside is a shepherd.
他说有一个人很穷啊，只有一只小的母羊羔。
He said there was one poor man. He only has one sheep.
有一个很有钱的人呢，他有很多的牛群跟羊群。
And there was a rich man who has many cattle and sheep.
但是那个有钱的人不愿意杀自己的羊呢，就把那个穷人的母羊羔拿来杀了。
But the rich man did not want to kill his own sheep, so he took the poor man's sheep and killed it.
这句话呢就进到大卫的心里面去了。
This word entered into David's heart.
因为他是一个牧羊人。
Because he is a shepherd.
他心里面知道那个牧羊人爱羊的情形。
He knows how a shepherd cares and loves for his sheep.
他就大怒起来。
And he was angered.
然后拿单说那个人就是你。
And Nathan said that man is you.
然后大卫马上就悔改。
And David repented immediately.
因为他里面的那个爱羊的心已经被摸着了。
Because the heart that loves the sheep has been touched.
大卫实在是一个牧羊人。
David is a shepherd.
所以他当神在以色列人当中产生瘟疫的时候
，So when God sent the plague among the Israelites,
他就说了这一句话。
And he prayed this verse.
他说这一群羊做了什么呢
？He says, "What have they done?"
罪是我犯的。
I have committed the sin.
这一群羊做了什么呢
？But what have they done?
这个人心里面乃是有那一群羊。
This is a person who has the flock on his heart.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们说我们要做一个爱神的人
，Brothers and sisters, if we want to say that we love God,
我们需要把那个羊群摆在我们的心里。
We need to place the flock on our heart.
我们需要让主开启我们的眼睛。
We need to allow God to open our eyes.
看见神的心对那个羊群是怎么样。
So that we know, we can see what God's attitude is for the flock.
大卫在写诗篇的时候，他说过这样一句话。
When David wrote the Psalms, he said this.
他说论到世上的圣民。
As for the saints who are in the land.
他们又美又善。
They are the glorious one.
是我最喜悦的。
In whom is all my delight.
弟兄姊妹啊，盼望这一节圣经啊，是我们心里面所做的。
But sister, we hope that we can say this verse from our heart.
当我们从神的观点来看那个地上的圣民的时候
When we see the saints from God's perspective
当我们从神的观点来看这一群羊的时候
When we see the flock of sheep from God's perspective
他们又美又善
They are glorious
他们是我最喜悦的
In whom is all my delight
这实在是大卫讨神喜悦的一个原因
This is the reason why God is so pleased with David
在大卫还没有出来的时候神就看见他了
Before David came to serve the Lord, God has already seen this.
当大卫在旷野牧羊，没有人知道他的时候，神已经看见他了。
When David was with the sheep in the wilderness, without anyone's acknowledgement, God has seen him.
神所看见的乃是他里面 爱羊群的心。
What God has seen in him is the heart that he loves, that he has for his sheep.
我们再看一处圣经，撒母耳记上二十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel 24.
撒母耳记上二十四章第一节到第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 24 verse 1 to 6.
啊、这也是一段、大卫的事，我们一起 来念。
Let's read these verses together.
扫罗追赶非利士人回来，有人告诉他说，大卫在隐基底的旷野，扫罗就从以色列人中挑选三千精兵，率领他们往野羊的磐石去，寻索大卫和跟随他的人。到了路旁的羊圈，那里有洞。扫罗进去大解，大卫和跟随他的人正藏在洞里的深处。跟随的人对大卫说，耶和华曾应许你说，我要将你的首级交在你手里，你可以任意待他。如今时候到了，大卫就起来悄悄地割下扫罗外袍的衣襟。随后大卫心中自责，因为割下扫罗的衣襟，对跟随他的人说，我的主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因为他是耶和华的受膏者。我们就念到这里。那个大卫在杀死哥利亚以后，
After David killed Goliath,
扫罗对他就非常的嫉妒。
Saul was jealous of David.
嫉妒到一个程度呢，他想尽办法要除掉大卫。
He was so jealous that he wanted to kill David.
大卫就到处的、逃。
And so David was hiding everywhere.
扫罗就带着人去追大卫。
And Saul continued to pursue after David.
就像在旷野追赶野兽一样。
Just like pursuing after a wild animal.
这里面刚才读到圣经就是讲到有一段在这段时间的故事。
And this story happened within that time frame.
当有一次扫罗要追赶大卫的时候，
Once Saul was after David,
大卫正躲在一个洞的里面。
And David was hiding in a cave.
那扫罗不知道呢，他也跑到那个洞里面。
And Saul didn't know, he also went into the cave.
那个时候呢，大卫跟从大卫的人就对大卫说，耶和华告诉你说，我要将你的仇敌交在你的手里。
And the people who followed David told David, the Lord said, I will give your enemy into your hands.
这句话神的确说过的。
God has said this.
你看神曾经对大卫说，我要把我的敌人交在你的手里。
God has told David that I will deliver your enemy into your hands.
然后现在呢，扫罗就跑到那个洞里面来了。
And now Saul is in the cave.
那这岂不是应验神的话了吗？
Hasn't that proved God's word?
在大卫来说，他可以解决他一切的难处。
For David, this is the time that he can resolve all his difficulties.
因为不是他要杀扫罗，是扫罗要来杀他。
Because he didn't want to kill Saul, it was Saul that wanted to kill him.
他如果在那个地方把扫罗除掉的话，
If he can kill Saul at this moment,
好像也不能够说他有什么不对的地方。
It seems like there's nothing wrong with it.
但是这里大卫就说了一句话。
But here David said,
他说他是耶和华的受膏者。
David said that he is anointed of the Lord.
因为他是神所设立的。
Because he has been established by God.
所以大卫就不敢杀他。
Therefore David do not dare to kill him.
他就不愿意杀他。
He will not kill him.
他连割下衣襟以后呢，都自己觉得好像很不好。
He was conscience stricken even after just cut off a corner of his robe.
而我们看扫罗就完全不一样。
But if we look at Saul, he was totally different.
扫罗呢，是一个不懂得尊重神的人。
Saul was a man who does not know how to respect God.
而大卫呢，是一个很尊重神的人。
But David was a man who respected the Lord.
扫罗在两件事情上，他不尊重神。
There are two things that Saul did not respect the Lord.
头一件事就是有一次在打仗以前呢，他应该要等撒母耳来献祭。
One incident is that before a battle, Saul was supposed to wait for Samuel to come to make the offerings.
他在那里等了七天。
He waited for 7 days.
那撒母耳还没有来。
And Samuel did not come.
他就自己献上了祭。
So he made the offerings himself.
虽然神已经设立了献祭呢，需要要祭司来献祭。
Even though God has told them that only the priest can make the offerings.
但是扫罗对神不够尊重。
But Saul did not respect the Lord.
他就自己把那个祭献给神了。
And he took upon himself to make the offerings.
大卫是完全相反的一个人。
But David was a totally opposite man.
凡是神所设立的，他就尊重他。
Anything that has been established by God, he will respect.
他看扫罗了之后，他不是觉得这是他的对头。
When he looked at Saul, he did not see him as his enemy.
他看扫罗了之后，他不认为他是他的仇人。
When he sees Saul, he did not think that this is the evil one.
他看扫罗乃是耶和华的受膏者。
But he looked at Saul as one that has been anointed by God.
这是一个尊重神的人。
This is a man who respected the Lord.
扫罗还有一次，事情上他也不尊重神。
There was another incident that shows us that Saul did not respect the Lord.
有一次他们去打亚玛力人。
Once that they were attacking the Amalek.
那神就告诉他们，你们要把亚玛力人都要除灭。
And God told them that you must destroy the Amalek totally.
并且所有的牲畜、牛羊都要除灭。
You also need to destroy all their cattle.
那扫罗就去了。
And Saul went.
他们到那以后呢，他们果然打了一个很大的胜仗。
When they went there, they surely had a great victory.
但是他们看到那个牛羊啊，觉得那牛羊都非常的好。
But when they look at the sheep and the cattle, they thought these are very good.
他们觉得这杀掉太可惜了。
He said, it is not worthy to kill all of them.
所以呢，他们就怎么样呢？很奇怪，他们就杀了一些啊那些不好的。
And so they kill all the bad ones.
所以那个牛羊凡是不是很健康的，不是很好，他们都杀掉了。
So all the unhealthy ones they have killed.
然后把那最好的呢，就留下来了。
And they kept all the good ones.
他们回来的时候走在路上呢，后面就带一大堆。那个牛啊羊的。
And when they can come back to Israel, and they brought all these animals back with them.
那个撒母耳来接他们。
Samuel came to see them.
那保罗扫罗就走在最前面。
And Saul was walking in the front.
他就说哈，意思就是说我遵守了神的命令。
And he meant that I have to obey God's command.
愿神祝福你。
And may God bless you.
那撒母耳就讲了一句话。
And Samuel said.
他说那个我耳中所听到的那个羊叫跟牛鸣是什么呢？
And what is this bleating of the cattle and the sheep that I have heard?
你看扫罗是这样的一个人。
Saul was such a man.
他的心里面对神不够尊重。
He does not have enough respect to the Lord.
所以后面呢就有那个羊叫跟牛鸣。
So behind him there was still the bleating of the sheep and cow.
然后呢当撒母耳指出他的罪的时候，
And when Samuel pointed out his sin,
扫罗还讲了一个很好的借口。
And Saul gave another good excuse.
他说我们是想把这个好的牛羊留下来做献祭的用。
He said we want to save the good sheep and cattle for offerings.
你看这个理由多冠冕堂皇。
You see, this is such a good excuse.
我们想要献祭，就把那个好的留下来了。
We want to make offerings, therefore we have saved the good ones.
撒母耳就讲了一句很有名的话。
And Samuel says something that was very famous.
听命胜于献祭。
He says,
顺从胜于公羊的自由。
And he says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
弟兄姊妹，这就叫做不尊重神。
Brothers and sisters, this is not honoring God.
以为神能够被他所欺骗。
He thinks that he can deceive God.
这叫做不尊重神。
This is not honoring God.
什么叫做不尊重神呢？
What does it mean when we say we're not honoring God?
最严厉的不尊重神就是隐藏我们里面的不顺服。
The most serious thing is to hide our disobedience.
把我们里面的不顺服隐藏起来是最严厉的不尊重神。
To hide our disobedience is not respecting God.
我们读使徒行传的时候常常很惊讶，为什么使徒对那两个人这么严厉呢？
When we read the book of Acts, we often are very amazed why the apostles are so severe with those two persons.
一个亚拿尼亚，一个撒非拉。
Ananias and Sapphira.
他们呢做了一件在我们来看已经是很好的事。
These two persons had done something we consider very good.
他们把钱财卖掉以后呢，留下一小部分。
They have sold all their properties and only kept a little portion of what they have earned.
把其他的摆在使徒的脚前。
And they have laid the rest before the feet of the apostles.
使徒就指出他们的罪来。
And the apostle pointed out their wrongdoings.
他们当场就死在那里。
And they died instantly.
为什么这么严厉呢？
Why is it so severe?
因为他们隐藏他们的不顺服。
Because they try to hide their disobedience.
这是对神的一个不尊重。
And this is not honoring God.
神并不在乎我们这个人到底是怎么样。
God doesn't care what kind of person we are.
所以在神呼召那个安德烈的时候，说他是一个真以色列人。
拿但业
的时候。
When God called to Nathanael, he said, this is a true Israelite.
拿但也并没有做什么好事。
Nathanael did not do anything great.
他乃是说了一句对主耶稣不恭敬的话。
He only said something that was not very respectful to the Lord.
但是那句话乃不是没有隐藏起来。
But he did not hide that in his heart.
所以主就说你是一个真以色列人。
So Jesus pointed to him and said that you are a true Israelite.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前
One sister, when we are before the Lord,
要做一个真实的人。
We must be a truthful man.
我们里面是怎么样，我们外面就是怎么样。
Whatever that is in our heart, that's what we should exemplify outside.
如果我们里面是一个光景，我们外面是另外一个光景的话。
If we have one condition in our heart, yes, we exemplify something different.
这叫做对神的不尊重。
This is not honoring God.
这样一个人是一个不爱神的人。
This is not a person who loves the Lord.
神并没有要求我们到一个完全的地步才能来到他的面前。
God did not require all of us to be perfect then to come to him.
神乃是要我们带着我们的本相来到他的面前。
But he wanted to come to him just the way we are.
在人前我们不能做的事，在人后我们也不做。
Whatever we cannot do before men, we cannot do behind men.
在人前大卫不会杀扫罗。
And before men, David will not kill Saul.
所以在那个洞的里面呢，大卫也不会杀扫罗。
So even hiding in the cave, David was still not touch Paul.
无论在什么地方，大卫都不会杀扫罗。
No matter where he is, he will not kill Saul.
因为他是一个尊重神的人。
Because he is one that respects the Lord.
如果主真是光照我们的话
，If God truly enlighten us,
我相信你的心里面可能会听到牛叫跟羊叫。
Maybe in your heart, you can still hear the bleating of the sheep and the cat.
如果主让你看见。那个牛跟羊的叫声的时候
，When God show you this condition in your heart，
那是主的恩典临到你。
This is God's grace that has come upon you。
让我们有一个机会在他面前悔改。
That He has given us a chance to repent before Him。
让我们学习做一个尊重神的人。
Let us all learn to be one that respects the Lord。
这是大卫讨神喜悦的地方。
This is another point that that God was pleased with David。
我们再读一处的圣经。
Let's turn to another scripture.
撒母耳记上十七章。
First Samuel chapter 17.
我们要看第八节、第九节跟第二十六节。
We will read verses 8, 9, and 26.
好，我念给弟兄姊妹听。
I will read for the band sisters.
这一段是讲到大卫跟歌利亚作战的一段故事。
This is a story about David and Goliath.
歌利亚对着以色列的军队站立，呼叫说：“你们出来摆列队伍做什么呢？我不是非利人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一人，使他下到我这里来。他若能与我战斗，将我杀死，我们就做你们的仆人；我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我们的仆人，服侍我们。”26节。
Verse 26。
大卫问站在旁边的人说。有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？这里讲到大卫所说的几句话。
And here we see David's words.
我们在思想当初的情形。
If we consider the what happened at that time.
当时有许多以色列人的军队站在那里。
The armies of the Israelites are standing there.
扫罗也站在那里。
And Saul was there.
扫罗那个人啊，是比别人高一个头的。
And Saul was a man who is taller than anyone else by one head.
他实在是一个很雄伟的一个人。
He's a very great man.
但是这里呢，前面站了一个非利士人。
But here in front of him is a Philistine.
这个非利士人呢，可能比扫罗更高大一点。
Maybe this man is even taller than Saul.
圣经告诉我们，他的那个 那个盔甲衣服呢有五千个舍客勒。
The Bible tells us that his armor weighs about 5,000 sickles.
那个换算成今天来讲呢，就是125磅。
And in today's calculation, it's about 125 pounds.
他的衣服啊125磅。
His armor weighs 125 pounds.
很多姐妹全身的重量还不到125磅。
Some of the sisters around here doesn't even weigh about 125 pounds.
他的衣服比你全身的重量还重。
His armor is heavier than what you weigh.
他手上有一根长枪。
And in his hand there's a spear.
那个枪的那个头啊。
And the head of the spear.
就有15磅。
It's 15 pounds.
就是那个枪上面尖尖的那个小东西啊，有15磅。
And the pointy portion of the head of the spear is 15 pounds.
所以当那个人站在那里的时候，以色列人都吓得不得了。
So when that man stood there, everyone was scared.
那个人每天出来那里骂以色列人。
And this person come out every day to scold the Israelites.
每天出来呢，在亵渎神。
And he comes out every day to blaspheme against the name of the Lord.
但是以色列人没有一个人说话。
But no one spoke from the Israelite side.
也没有一个人敢出去。
No one dared to go face him.
他们都怕得不得了。
Everyone was afraid.
大卫来了。
David came.
大卫还不是一个成年人。
David was not even a grown man.
他还是一个少年人。
He was just a youth.
他也看到这同样的人。
And he saw the same man.
他看到那125磅的衣服。
He saw the armor that weighs 125 pounds.
他看到那15磅的那个枪头。
He saw the head of the spear which weighs 15 pounds.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说那是一个未受割礼的非利士人。
He said this is just an uncircumcised Philistine.
他这个人的观念很怪啊。
And he has a very strange concept.
这叫做属天的思想。
This is a heavenly thinking.
大卫是一个有属天思想的人。
David is a man who thinks and who has heavenly thoughts.
大家都看到同样的东西。
Everyone see the same thing.
别的人都吓得不得了。
Everyone is greatly afraid.
大卫说那是一个未受割礼的非利士人。
But David said this is an uncircumcised Philistine.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要这个属天的思想。
But sister, we need to think this way too.
大卫说他怎么能够骂这永生神的军队呢？
David said, how can he defy the armies of the living God?
弟兄姊妹，我们看我们是怎么样？
One sister, how do you view yourself?
我们看那个环境又是怎么样？
How do we view our environment?
我们需要有属天的思想。
We need to think in heavenly terms.
如果我们没有这个属天的思想，
Without that,
那我们就像扫罗一样。
We will be like Saul.
我们就像以色列人的军队一样。
We will be like the armies of Israelites.
他们看见那个环境，他们吓得不得了。
When they see the circumstances, they are afraid.
而大卫他就不太一样。
But David was different.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
神能够使用大卫。
God can use David.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
大卫说你来攻击我是靠着你的枪。
David can say to Goliath that you come to me by your spear.
我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
But I come to you by the name of the God, the living God.
这个万军之耶和华的名难道没有给扫罗吗？
Didn't this God of hosts, didn't this name of God of hosts has given to Saul?
这个名不是也给了以色列的人吗？
Hasn't this name also been given to the Israelites?
为什么只有大卫一个人来使用呢？
How come David was the only one that can claim the name of God?
这是一个人他有属天思想。
This is a man that thinks in heavenly terms.
我们再读一处圣经。
Let's turn to another scripture.
历代志上。
First Chronicle
21章
First Chronicle 21
18节到24节
Verses 18 to 24
历代志上21章18到24节
First Chronicle chapter 21 verses 18 to
24耶和华的使者吩咐加德去告诉大卫叫他上去在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上为耶和华筑一座坛大卫就照加德奉耶和华的名所说的话上去了。那时阿尔南正打麦子，回头看见天使，就和他四个儿子都藏起来了。大卫到了阿尔南那里，阿尔南看见大卫，就从禾场上出去，脸伏于地，向他下拜。大卫对阿尔南说：“你将这禾场与相连之地卖给我，我必给你足价，我好在其上为耶和华筑一座坛。”使民间的瘟疫止住。 二人对大卫说，你可以用这禾场，愿我主我王照你所喜悦的去行，我也将这牛给你做燔祭，把打粮的器具当柴烧，拿麦子做素祭，这些我都送给你。大卫王对阿尔南说，不然，我必要用足价向你买，我不用你的物献给耶和华，也不用白得之物献为燔祭。这里面讲到大卫要买一块地做祭坛的事。
And here we see the story about David wishing to purchase a piece of a lot to be a place to offer sacrifices.
这有一个人呢，他不但愿意把地送给大卫。
And here's a man who wished to give the land to David.
他要把牛也让给大卫做燔祭。
He will also give the oxen for the burnt offerings.
他要把打粮的器具让给大卫当柴烧。
And he wants to give the threshing sledge for the wood.
他把麦子要给大卫做素祭。
And give the wheat for the grain offering.
这实在是太好了。
This is a very good deal.
什么都有了。
He has everything.
地也有了。
He has the land.
献祭的东西也有了。
He has the things to offer.
连柴都有了。
And he also have the burning wood.
但大卫说什么呢？
But what did David say?
他说不然。
He says no.
我要用足价向你购买。
I insist on paying the full price.
我不用你的物献给耶和华。
I will not take for the Lord what is yours.
我也不用白得的之物作为燔祭。
Or sacrifice a burnt offering that costs me nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲到祭坛是什么意思呢？
Friend sister, here tells us what is the meaning of the offering.
我想，祭坛就是代表十字架。
Altar represents the cross.
而十字架乃是神一切工作的一个起点。
And the cross is the beginning of God's work.
今天神在地上呢也是借着十字架来做工作。
Today God is also working through the cross.
神要在地上呢设立许多的祭坛。
He will also establish many altars on this earth.
但是这里有一件事需要讲究的。
But here we need to notice one thing.
我们读二十六节。
When we read verse 26,
大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭，求告耶和华，耶和华就应允他，使火从天降在燔祭坛上。
David built an altar to the Lord there and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. He called on the name of the Lord, and the Lord answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering.
祭坛是很重要。
The altar is very important.
但是如果一个祭坛没有火怎么办？
But what happened when the altar is without a fire?
我们记不记得在先知以利亚的故事？
Do we remember the story of the prophet Elisha?
他们在加密山上，他们两个跟那个巴利的先知，他们在比较。
When he was with the prophet of Baal on Mount Carmel.
巴利的先知盖了一座坛。
And the prophet of Baal has also built an altar.
那以利亚也盖了一座坛。
Elijah also built an altar.
他们要看谁能够从天降下火降到那个祭坛上。
They want to see who can make fire to come from heaven.
我们都知道那事的结果。
We all know the result of that story.
神就从天降火，把以利亚的那个祭坛上的东西烧了。
God has sent fire from heaven to burn up everything that was on the altar of Elisha.
可见那个火是何等的重要。
So we can see that the fire was very important.
大卫知道一件事。
David knows one thing.
如果那个祭坛上要有火的话。
If he must have fire on the altar.
他需要配那个代价。
He needs to pay the price.
他需要买那个地来。
He must purchase the land.
他需要买那个牛来。
He must purchase the oxen.
他需要买那个柴来。
He also need to purchase the burning wood.
如果他不肯付代价的话。
If he's not willing to pay the price.
他可以建那个坛。
He can build the altar.
他可以把那个祭物摆在上面。
He can still place the animal on top of the altar.
但是却没有从天降下来的火。
But he will not have the fire from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要注意这一件事。
Brother and sister, we must note this today.
并不是我们把祭坛盖起来就好了。
It is not enough just to build the altar.
并不是把祭坛堆起来后我们就来羡慕这个祭坛。
It's not that we build the altar and then we just come and observe the altar.
也不是我们有了祭坛以后我们就心里骄傲起来。
It's not that after you build an altar, then you become proud.
然后就看，哎呀，别人都没有祭坛。
And then you look around and see who else do not have an altar.
你看别人连祭坛是什么都不知道。
And you see, and other people do not even know about an altar.
只有我们知道有这么一件事。
Only we understand about altar.
只有我们知道那个主十字架的工作。
Only we understand the work of the cross.
但是如果光有一个祭坛没有火有什么用？
But if you just have an altar and without fire, what benefit would that do?
如果我们需要，如果我们愿意看见神从天把火降在这个祭坛上面。
If we want to see God to send fire from heaven on top.On the altar.
我们就需要像大卫一样。
We must be like David.
有这个属天的思想。
We must think in heavenly terms.
他说，我必要逐价向你买。
He says, I must pay the full price.
他不但要买哈。
Not only purchase.
他不 take discount.
But he will not take discount.
他要 pay full price.
Must pay the full price.
这是一个能够得到神称许的一个人。
This is a man who can be praised by the Lord.
今天我们在美国生活过久的人。
And those of us who stayed in the States for a long time.
没有 discount 就不买。
Without discount, we'll not purchase anything.
这是我们的习惯。
This is our habit.
我们在世界上已经养成这个习惯了。
In this world, we have already acquired this habit.
所以有的时候在属灵的事上我们有同样的态度。
And sometimes we face the spiritual thing with the same attitude.
我们要得到神最大的祝福。
We want to gain God's greatest blessing.
但是我们要付最少的代价。
But we want the least amount of price.
这叫做最佳的一个情形。
This is called the best deal.
弟兄姊妹，你心里面是不是也有这样的思想？
Brother sister, do you also have this attitude in your heart?
当我们在我们生活里面安排我们生活的事情的时候。
When we arrange the things in our life.
在我们安排我们支配我们的时间的时候。
When we proportion the times that we need to spend about things.
这常常就是我们的态度。
This is our attitude.
我们要花最少最少的时间。
We want to spend the least amount of time.
来得到最大的祝福。
To gain the greatest blessing.
这个不是大卫的思想。
This is not David's thinking.
大卫说，
David
我要用逐价向你购买。
I must pay the full price.
我不用你的物献给耶和华。
I will not use yours, what is yours, to
offer to the Lord. 我也不用白得的物做燔祭。
Or sacrifice a burnt offering that costs me nothing.
因为大卫呢是一个要火的人。
Because David is a person who desires after the fire.
他不只是要一个祭坛。
He doesn't just want to have an altar.
他乃是要祭坛上面有火从天而降。
He wants the fire from heaven.
如果你的心像大卫一样。
If you have a heart like David.
你有这个属天的思想。
If you think in heavenly terms.
你不但要祭坛，你还要有火从天而降。
You not only want to build the altar, you also want the fire to come from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
就是你肯不肯付那个逐价。
Whether or not you're willing to pay the full price.
今天肯付逐价的人实在太少。
Today we cannot find many people who's willing to pay the full price.
所以神要在这里呼召人。
Therefore God called on to us.
呼召一些人像大卫一样。
He wants us to become like David.
愿意。来付这个逐价。
Who's willing to pay the full price?
我们再读一处的圣经。
Let's turn to another scripture.
撒母耳记上17:39-40.
First Samuel 17:39-40.
撒母耳记17:39-40.
First Samuel 17:39-40.
大卫把刀跨在战衣外，事事能走不能走，因为素来没有穿冠，就对扫罗说，我穿戴这些不能走，因为素来没有穿冠，于是栽脱了。他手中拿杖，就在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子放在袋里，就是牧人带着囊里，手中拿着甩石的机旋，就去迎那非利士人。这里面讲到大卫迎战哥利亚前的时候他所做的一件事。
And here we see the preparation that David had before he went to fight the Philistines.
大卫好不容易说服了扫罗。
David finally persuaded Saul.
让他出去征战。
To allow him to go and fight.
扫罗也很高兴。
And Saul was also happy.
他就把他的衣服脱下来。
So Saul took off his armor.
把他的头盔也脱下来。
And also his helmet.
就给大卫穿上。
And he put all these on to David.
就大卫就统统都穿上。
And so David put all these on.
那大卫发现他不能走路。
And then David discovered he couldn't walk.
你都不能走路，怎么打仗嘛
？If you can't walk, how can you fight?
那大卫呢，就把那衣服都脱下。
So David took off the tunic.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思
？My sister, what does this mean?
为什么那个盔甲对扫罗有用，对大卫没有用
？How come the armor is useful for Saul but not useful for David?
因为那个不是大卫他平常所用的东西。
Because these are not the things that David used ordinarily.
大卫这个人啊，是一个很特别的人。
And David was a very special man.
他不能够活在那个扫罗的那个光景的里面。
He cannot live in Saul's condition.
他的生活呢，跟他的所认识呢，是完全一致的。
His daily living and his knowledge is all the same.
你平常看到大卫的时候啊，他是拿了一个杖。
When you see David, he is carrying a staff.
可能拿了一个弓。
And maybe also a sling.
那就是大卫那个样子。
And that is David.
所以那天出去打哥利亚的时候呢，他也是那个样子。
So that day when he went out to fight Goliath, he still looked the same.
他又拿了一个杖。
He also has a staff.
他拿了一个弓。
He also has a sling.
那哥利亚就笑他，你又不是打狗。
And Goliath laughed at him. He says, "Are you coming out to chase after a dog?"
为什么拿一个弓呢
？Why do you have a sling in your hand?
这就是大卫。
This is David.
他平常的生活是怎么样
？His daily living.
他平常对神的认识是怎么样
？And his knowledge of God.
要征战的时候，他就是那样的出来了。
And this is how he behaves in battles.
他不能够临时加上扫罗的东西。
He cannot add on whatever Saul has.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们有一个危险。
My sister, today we have a danger.
就是我们是活在别人对主的认识里面。
Today we live under the knowledge of other people to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你可能不知道。
My sister, maybe you do not realize.
但是我要问你一句话，你对神的认识是你的认识呢，还是别人的认识
？But let me ask you this question. As far as your understanding of the Lord, is it yours or other people's?
如果今天你去这样一个人传福音
，If today you went to share the gospel with someone，
你所传的是你所认识的耶稣呢，还是别人所认识的耶稣
？Do you share to other people the Christ that you knew or other people's knowledge？
如果你今天所传的耶稣是为弟兄所认识的耶稣的话
，If today you went out to share the gospel according to the knowledge of Brother Wei，
那你就是穿为弟兄的战衣
，Then you are putting on the armor of Brother Wei。
那你可能也走不动。
Then you will not be able to walk.
因为很重的。
Because it's very heavy.
我们如果所传的，如果我们征战的时候所传的不是我们自己所认识的。
If when we go out to preach the gospel, we preach something that we do not know.
就好像我们穿别人的衣服一样。
Then it's like putting on someone else's armor.
这样的人是不能作战。
These kind of people cannot fight.
不要说不能作战，连走路都不能。
Not only about fighting, they can't even walk.
大卫不是这样的一个人。
David was not such a man.
大卫他是活在他自己对神的认识当中。
David lives in the knowledge, in his own knowledge of God.
所以他不接受那个扫罗的衣服。
Therefore, he will not accept Saul's armor.
他的认识是一个杖。
His knowledge is a staff.
他的认识呢，是那个甩石的机旋。
His knowledge is the sling.
他的认识是五块光滑的石子。
His knowledge is the five smooth rock.
他就带着他的认识去征战。
So with everything he knew, he went to the battlefield.
这就是他成功的原因。
This is the reason that he can be successful.
为什么今天我们传福音没有果效
？How come today we share the gospel without result.
因为我们传福音的时候，我们都是传别人的基督啊。
Because when we share the gospel, we share other people's Christ.
我们传福音的时候，我们是穿上别人的战衣。
We have put on other people's armor.
所以每一个人都走不动。
So everyone cannot walk.
那如果每一个人都走不动的话，那当然传福音没有果效。
If everyone cannot walk, therefore, we preach gospel without result.
这是大卫。
This is David.
他永远活在他的认识的里面。
He always lived in his understanding of the Lord.
但是同时呢，大卫又是一个能够接受神调整的人。
At the same time, David is the one who can be adjusted by the Lord.
如果我们一个人活在我们自己的认识，而我们的认识又不能被神调整的话，那也很可怕。
If we are a man who lives in our own knowledge of the Lord, yet we cannot be adjusted, this is also very dangerous.
大卫对主的认识常常被主更新。
And God constantly renewed David's understanding of him.
他头一次要搬约柜的时候
The first time he wants to move the ark,
他就派了一个牛车去。
He sent an oxen cart.
然后神就不喜悦。
And then God was not pleased with that.
然后还有四个月呢，他什么事都不敢做。
And for 4 months, David did not dare to do anything.
然后四个月以后呢，他又去搬约柜。
After 4 months, he went to move the ark again.
他就马上改过来了。
He changed.
他就派人去抬约柜。
He sent the Levites to go carry the ark.
你看他的心马上就转过来了。
His heart changed immediately.
他的心对神的认识被受调整了。
His understanding of the Lord has been adjusted.
他就是这样一个人，容易被神改变。
He is such a person who can be easily adjusted by the Lord.
当那个拿单来指出他的罪恶的时候
，When Nathan came to point out his sin，
我们仔细去读圣经
，If you read the Bible carefully，
大卫没有讲一句为自己辩白的话。
David never expressed anything to excuse himself.
没有讲一句
，Not one word。
没有讲一句为自己解释的话。
He never explained for himself.
当神的光照到大卫的里面的时候
，When the light shined in his heart，
大卫就完全的接受。
David accepted fully.
这是一个简单的人。
This is a simple man.
什么叫一个简单的人
？What is a simple man？
一个简单的人就活在自己对神的认识当中。
A simple man lives in his understanding of the Lord.
一个简单的人就常常接受神的调整。
A simple man can often be adjusted by the Lord.
这样一个人就是大卫。
This is David.
我们当中也何等需要这样的人。
How we also need people like this among us.
这样的神乃是真实的。
That to God we are true.
乃是活在自己对神的认识的里面。
And we live in the knowledge, in our knowledge of the Lord.
又是一个愿意接受神更新的人。
Yet at the same time we can be renewed by the Lord.
这是第四点。大卫是一个简单的人。
This is the fourth point that David is a simple man.
我们再读一处圣经。
Let's turn to another scripture.
诗篇130篇。
Psalm 130.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我的心等候主，胜于守夜等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。我们再读撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下第五章。
2 Samuel chapter 5,
第十九节
verse 19.
大卫求问耶和华说：“我可以上去攻打非利士人吗？你将他们交在我手里吗？”耶和华说：“你可以上去，我必将非利士人交在你手里。”23。大卫求问耶和华，耶和华说：“不要一直的上去，要转到他们后头，从桑林对面攻打他们。”诗篇三十篇里面讲到大卫是一个等候神的人。
And Psalm 130 tells us that David is one that waits for the Lord.
撒母耳记下告诉我们他是一个寻求神的人。
And 2 Samuel tells us that David is a man who seeks after the Lord.
在撒母耳记下第五章里面讲到大卫两次去攻打非利士人。
In chapter 5 it recorded David had attacked the Philistine twice.
这个时候是在大卫刚好成为整个以色列王的时候。
This happened right after David became king of all of the entire Israel.
可以说是他最顺利的一个时候。
And this is the time that he is most successful.
这个时候非利士人呢就聚集要来攻打以色列人。
And the Philistines had gathered and wanted to attack Israel.
大卫就来到神面前求问说：“我可以上去攻打非利士人？”
And David came to the Lord and inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines?"
我觉得这实在是一件很美的事。
I think that this is such a beautiful thing.
因为他实在在那里呢，能够有这样的心愿，凡事都来求问耶和华。
He has a heart that come and inquire the Lord concerning everything.
甚至连这样的事情好像是理所当然的。
Even with situation like this, it he ought to find.
非利士人来攻击我们。
The Philistines are attacking us.
他是以色列人的王。
And he is the king of Israel.
他理当要保护以色列人。
He ought to protect Israel.
但是他问神说，我可以去攻打非利士人吗？
But he asked the Lord, shall I go and attack the Philistines?
神说可以。
And the Lord answered him, go.
然后他就去了。
And then he went.
他也得胜了。
And he also gained victory.
然后非利士人又上来了。
And the Philistine came the second time.
这是第二次。
This is the second time.
照理说呢，上次已经问过了。
And if he had asked before,
所以已经答应过了。
And God had said yes.
可以打非利士人的。
He can attack the Philistines.
所以非利士人又来了以后。
And so this time,
还需要问吗？
Does he need to ask again?
他又去问了。
He still went before the Lord and asked,
我可以去打非利士人吗？
Shall I go up and attack the Philistines?
那神就告诉他，这一次呢，不要从前面去了。
And the Lord told him, this time do not attack it from the front.
那这一次呢，要从后面去。
This time you need to go from the back.
所以大卫呢，这一次呢，他又去，就从后面去。
So this time David went from the back.
神又把非利士人交给他。
And God again delivered the Philistines into his hand.
大卫是这样的一个求问神的人。
David is a person who inquires the Lord this way.
我们的求问神呢，通常都是等到我们没有办法以后。
We often ask the Lord until we are out of our wit.
神呢是我们的last resort.
And God is always our last resort.
我们很多很多很多前面的办法。
We always have prepared many other methods.
每一个方法都没有办法的时候。
We will try every way and when everything fails.
最后一件事呢，就是要来求神了。
Lastly, we come and ask the Lord.
因为我们觉得神太忙了。
Because we think God is too busy.
那所有的儿女每一件事都来问他的话，他就太多事情了。
If all the children of God comes to him for everything, then he has to take care of too many things.
我们心都很好，我们就替神省一点事。
So we all think in terms of God, so we want to give him less work.
我们要做神的那个好管家。
We want to be his good steward.
所以我们觉得我们自己能够做的，我们就自己做。
Whatever we can do ourselves, we will do ourselves.
那自己实在做不来的时候呢，就只好麻烦神了。
And when we truly can't do it, then we can't bother God.
这样我们很难在这个求问里面学到任何的东西。
And this is very difficult for us to learn anything concerning how to inquire the Lord.
大卫不是这样的一个人啊。
David is not such a man.
他求问神的时候，并不是都是到了不得已的时候。
He did not come to God until he absolutely had no way.
他有一句话很摸着我。
There was one verse that really touched my heart.
他说有一件事啊。
He said there's one thing.
我曾经求问耶和华。
That I asked of the Lord.
就是要一生一世住在他的殿里。
And this is to live in his temple all the days of my life.
来求问。
To inquire of him.
他的这个求问哈，并不是要解决他的一个什么难处啊。
His inquiry is not to solve any of his problems.
那个就是他一生的一个指望。
But his hope of life.
就能够常常在神的面前。
Is to be constantly before the Lord.
天天求问他。
And daily inquire of him.
这是他讨神喜悦的地方。
This is the reason that God is so pleased with him.
这是一个爱神的人。
This is a person who loves the Lord.
我相信，神为什么爱这个人？
I think I know the reason that God, why God loves him.
我相信这是一个很重要的原因。
I think this is one of the most important reasons.
因为神在天上的时候呢，怎么看老看就大卫一个人在那。
Because when God observed from heaven, all he could see was David.
神在那里整个宇宙里面，他就在那里巡视。
In the whole entire universe, God continued to observe.
观看他所造的东西。
He observed all his creation.
看见地上有数不清的人。
He has seen numerous people on earth.
就大卫一个人在那里求问。
But only David is there inquiring of him.
而且大卫啊，每天都来。
And David comes daily.
不像扫罗。
Not like Saul.
扫罗自己不求。
Saul would not ask for himself.
每次就要找那个撒母耳来求。
Every time he will find Samuel to ask.
撒母耳死了，他就去找交鬼的。
And after Samuel died, he went to look for the medium.
盼望呢，那教鬼人能够把撒母耳再叫回来，他可以求问。
He wished that the medium would call out Samuel to pray for him.
为什么扫罗不直接求神
？How come Saul would not pray for himself？
弟兄姊妹，这个求神哈，不是一个解决问题的方法。
When sister to inquire of the Lord is not a method.
我们常常把这个求神当做一个解决事情的其中方法之一。
We often think of this as one way to solve our problems.
这个求神来自我们这个人的生活。
To inquire of the Lord should be our life.
我们乃是作为一个人，他的生活里面就是常常在那里求问。
We should live like a person who inquires of the Lord constantly.
弟兄们，这是很有意思的一件事情啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is very interesting.
这是做基督徒啊，最有意思的一件事情。
This is the most interesting thing, to be a Christian.
就是在生活里面常常向主求问。
That is in our daily life, we constantly come before Him and inquire.
你读这个撒母耳记上下。
If you read 1st and 2nd Samuel,
如果你每次把那个大卫求问主的时候，你把它做记录下。
If you recall every time that David inquired of the Lord,
那你的圣经有很多很多的记号。
Then you will have many marks in your Bible.
大卫已经有那个习惯了。
Because David has this habit.
他什么时候他就要来问一问。
Every time he needs to come before the Lord and ask him.
你再读他写的诗篇。
Then you read the psalms that he has written.
啊，什么时候都来问。
He asked God about everything.
看到这个恶人亨通的时候，他要来神的面前问一问。
When he sees the evil men are successful, he come before the Lord.
哎，这怎么恶人怎么那么亨通呢？
He said, Lord, why is the evil man so successful?
神面前问一问。
And he come and ask the Lord.
神就告诉他。
So the Lord will instruct him.
他就把它写下了。
And then he will write it down.
如果大卫不是一个常常问神的人的话。
If David is not a man who asks the Lord about everything.
今天我们没有很多诗篇可以读的。
Today we will not have so many psalms to read.
好多的诗篇都是大卫问神的话。
Many psalms are a result of his inquiring of God.
当大卫心情不好的时候。
When David was in a bad mood.
他到神的面前来了。
He come before the Lord.
那我的心为什么忧闷呢？
He says, why is my heart sorrowful?
弟兄姊妹，你会不会这样？
When sister, will you do such things?
我们说心情不好的时候。
When we are in a bad mood.
我们说今天不聚会了。
Yeah, I will not go to the meeting today.
大部分都是我们都是这样。
Most of us are like this.
今天心情好好。
Today I'm in a good mood.
今天要聚会。
Today I will go to the meeting.
今天要带个菜去。
And I will also bring a dish.
今天心情低落了。
Today I'm in a bad mood.
今天不聚会。
I will not go to the meeting.
但是大卫不是这样。
But David was not like that.
他里面很忧闷。
When he is filled with sorrow.
他到神的面前。
He come before the Lord.
那我的心为何忧闷？
Why is my heart sorrowful?
这个好像跟神啊，常常都可以讲话的。
It seems like this is a man who can talk to the Lord anytime.
那神每次都回答的。
And the Lord always answers.
没有一次神不回答的。
There's not one time that God is silent with him.
神就讲一讲。
And the Lord would tell him.
大卫就很高兴。
And David will be happy.
他就回来了。
Then he returns.
弟兄姊妹，做基督徒啊，这样才有意思的。
One sister, this is the way to be a Christian.
做基督徒啊，乃是常常向主求问。
To be a Christian is to be one person that comes to the Lord and inquire of Him.
向人求问啊，实在没有太多的用处。
To ask of men is not very beneficial.
因为人最多呢，就是给你他的认识嘛。
Because the most that person can give you is his knowledge.
我最多就把衣服脱给你穿了。
The most I can do is take off my clothes and put it on you.
人所能做的最多就是这样。
This is the most that I can do.
万一给你，你也给你就没有了。
I give you my outer clothes and also my inner clothes and that's it.
但是我不能解决你里面的忧闷。
But I cannot solve the sorrow in your heart.
你需要到神的面前求问。
You must go before the Lord and seek after
him. 你越求啊，你就越喜欢到他的面前求问。
The more you inquire him, the more you want to come before him.
到最后你就觉得主不能走了。
Then you will come to the point that you will not let him go.
大卫把主摆他的右边。
David placed the Lord on his right hand.
他不让主走了。
And he will not let him go.
这是一个神喜悦的人。
This is a person who pleases the Lord.
这是一个寻求神的人。
This is a person who seeks after the Lord.
最后我们再读撒母耳记下。
Lastly, let's come to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6.
三四五
，verses three, four, and five。
他们将神的约柜从冈上亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌撒和亚西约赶着新车。他们将神的约柜从冈上亚比拿达家里抬出来的时候，亚西约在柜前行走。大卫和以色列的全家。在耶和华面前用松木制造的各样乐器和琴瑟鼓拔锣作乐跳舞。我们再读12-13-14。
Verses 12, 13, and 14。
有人告诉大卫王说，耶和华因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他的，大卫就去欢欢喜喜的将神的约柜 从俄别以东家中抬到大卫的城里，抬约柜，抬耶和华约柜的人走了六步，大卫就献牛以肥羊为祭。大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德，在耶和华面前极力跳舞。这里讲到两次他接约柜的经过。
Here it shows us twice that he has carried the ark, moved the ark.
我们实在发现呢，大卫是一个喜爱神心意的人。
We discover that David is a person who loves the will of God.
为什么我们知道大卫是一个喜爱神心意的人呢
？How do we know this?
因为大卫对约柜有一个超乎常人的那个爱好。
And because David has such delight over the ark of God.
大卫对神的殿有一个比别人更多的那个热心。
And he has a greater zeal than anyone concerning the temple of God.
不管是约柜也好，圣殿也好，都是讲到神的心意。
Whether we talk about the ark of God or the temple of God, this all refers to God's will.
大卫乃是一个人，他特别喜爱神的心意。
David is a person who especially delights in God's will.
为着这个缘故呢，他愿意把自己倾倒出来。
For this reason, he's willing to pour himself out.
你们看他去接约柜的时候。
When you see him to go take the ark.
他用了所有能够想到的乐器。
He used all the instruments that he could think of.
所有他能够想到的乐器他都用上了。
He used all the instruments that he knew.
所有想到的方法他都使用上去。
And all the method he knew, he used.
他不能没有一点的保留。
He did not reserve anything.
当大卫要向神赞美的时候，他真是一点保留都没有。
When David wants to praise the Lord, he will not reserve anything for himself.
那为什么他要穿那个以弗德呢
？Why does he want to put on the linen ephod?
他为什么要穿那件衣服来跳舞呢
？Why does he want to put that on to dance before the Lord?
他穿的那件衣服呢，受了他的太太的责备。
And because he put that on, his wife despised him.
因为那个衣服呢，是一件轻的衣服。
Because that is a very light clothing.
平常啊，那个以色列做王的人啊，要穿的衣服是很重的衣服。
And when the Israelite king has to put on clothing, they are very heavy.
穿那个衣服是不能跳舞的。
And when you wear that, you cannot dance.
跳两下会一身大汗的。
If you just dance two steps, you will sweat greatly.
大卫能不能够穿的那个衣服呢，然后呢稍微跳一跳呢？
Can David put on his kingly outfit and dance?
有没有人会责备大卫呢？说你跳舞跳得不够，好像不够尽力。
And will anyone scold David and say that you did not dance to your best?
我相信没有一个人，没有一个人会指责大卫说他跳舞跳得不够。
I'm sure no one will blame him for not dancing.
因为那个衣服让人不能跳舞的。
Because that clothing will not allow you to dance.
但是大卫不以这为借口。
But David will not use this as an excuse.
他不穿他平常穿的衣服。
He will not put on his normal clothing.
那个衣服让他不能跳舞。
Because that clothing caused him not able to dance.
他就穿那个能够跳舞的衣服。
So he put on the clothing that will allow him to dance.
他穿那个能够跳舞的衣服，反而受到别人的指责。
And people scolded him for that.
但是大卫说什么呢
？But what did David say?
他说我必更加卑微。
He says I shall humble myself.
自己看为轻贱。
And lower myself.
这是大卫对神的态度。
This is David's attitude for God.
他把自己都倾倒出来了。
He has poured out himself.
为了把神该得的赞美归给他。
In order to give the glory that is due to God.
当第二次迎接这个约柜的时候。
The second time he wished to take the ark.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
抬约柜的人走六步。
And those who carry the ark will take six steps.
大卫就献牛与肥羊为祭。
And David will offer the sacrifice of bull and fattened calf.
要走多少步才能到耶路撒冷呢
？So how many steps will they take in order to reach Jerusalem?
从俄别以东的家要走多少步才能到耶路撒冷呢？
From the house of Obed-Edom, how many steps will they take in order to reach
the city of David? 要走几个六步呢
？How many six steps?
每走六步。
Every six steps.
大卫就献祭。
And he offered a sacrifice.
大卫在神的面前没有保留。
And David will not reserve anything before the Lord.
因为他知道这是神所应当得到的。
Because he knows that, this is what the Lord ought to receive.
这是一个喜爱神心意的人。
This is the person who delights in God's will.
所以实在感谢神啊，他的恩典，在地上呢，得着像大卫这样的一个人。
We really thank the Lord because he can find people like David.
实在也不是大卫这个人怎么样。
It is not that David was anything special.
大卫自己说过一句话。
David said to himself.
他说我乃是靠神丰盛的慈爱得以进入他的居所。
He says I can enter into God's dwelling by the fullness of his grace.
因为神慈爱的吸引，大卫成为一个爱神的人。
Because he is attracted by God's loving kindness.
他的心里面始终就是有神的情仰。
His heart is continually concerned about the flock of God.
他的心里面对神有一个说不出来的敬畏。
He has this, he fears the Lord.
他不但是一个活在羊群中的一个人。
He's not only one that lives among the flock.
他也是一个尊重神的人。
He's also one that honors the Lord.
他有一个属天的思想。
He's one who thinks in heavenly terms.
他虽然活在地上。
Even though he lives on earth.
他看事情的态度乃是从神的观点来看。
He sees everything from God's perspective.
他是一个很简单的人。
He's a very simple man.
他永远活在他自己对神的认识当中。
He always lives in his own understanding of God.
但是他又是一个愿意让神来改正自己的人。
Yet again, he is willing to be adjusted by the Lord.
大卫是一个以神为乐的人。
He is a person who delights in the Lord.
他以求问神为他的喜乐。
And he delights in inquiring of the Lord.
然后他的心的深处对神的心意有一个爱好。
And in the depth of his heart, he loves God's will.
因此神恢复的工作能够在大卫的身上完成。
Therefore, God can accomplish the work of restoration in David.
我们实在盼望主的慈爱也能够激励我们。
We truly hope that the loving kindness of God can also encourage us.
让我们愿意在这地上呢，能做一个像大卫这样的人。
So on earth we can be a man like David.
好让神的工作也能够在我们的身上。
That God's work can also be in us.
好让神恢复的工作也能够在我们的身上能够完成。
So that God's work of restoration can also be complete in us.
愿主祝福他的话。
May God bless his words.